hello, hello. It's that time again. Zosia.
What is today?
Oh, it's Q Day.
Yay, our favorite day.
Our favorite day,
our favorite letter. How are you?
I am fantastic. I've been, for the most part, floating all week.
Yay.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I feel it from you. I feel your
Yeah.
flirtiness. You want to say any more about it?
Yeah, it's just as you're raising the frequency, and it's just this, it just, I don't know how to describe it. It's a floaty feeling you have. I guess this is what it feels like when you're out of time. You're not in time, you know? And
Are
that's a
you?
good way to describe it.
It is, yes. Are you losing time? You're losing where you are and
Yes. And like my appetite's changing, how often I want to eat is changing, how much I need to eat is changing. I actually, really enjoyed staying in bed until 9 a.m. the other day.
Oh, right.
I'm getting really good at doing nothing.
Yay. Perfect.
What about you?
Well, I stopped mentioning the bed because I was like, who wants to hear about it?
I do. I
So,
want to hear about it.
thank you. Well, now I'm saying, now I get to hear about yours. You said we have to get good at doing nothing. Fantastic. As you
That's
said,
right.
finally, I'm an A student.
Oh my God, right. I'm excelling and doing nothing. It's fantastic.
It's such a funny place to be. Have you done anything sort of silly being in this place? Sort of, I'll just say this, a couple of weeks ago, it was a really hot and humid day. So I parked my car near this this pond and I walk to the ocean and do a long walk. And it was so humid. So I just walked about an hour. And I come back and I get in the car. I'm like, oh, it's so nice in here. It took me a minute. I'm like, wait, the air conditioning's on.
Oh no.
I'm like, wait a minute, the whole car is on.
Oh no.
I'm
You
like,
did it,
oh
didn't you?
my goodness. I left my car. I don't get it because I had my keys with me. So it's a button push thing.
Yep.
That has always irritated me, but I went for a walk for an hour. My car is running for an hour.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, well, okay, is this a hijacking or what? All that stuff. I'm like,
Yep.
oh, it's perfect. Well, it's not a bad idea. My car is nice and cold. It's very efficient. It just felt so silly. So anyway, it was just a funny moment. It really made me chuckle. So that's a pretty big one. But
That
if you
is a
had
pretty big
anything
one.
like that or mini.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I was out of town. I just was inspired to take a trip last week, and just got back. What day? It doesn't matter. I got back recently, and I was just I loved when I go to a new city. I love to explore. I love to walk around. I love to people watch, observe, and throw in some cool restaurants, shops. And so I was at a coffee shop, and I was sitting there. I had my earbuds in, like. I'm not on the tech, but one thing I do love to do is listen to music. You know me and the music. So I'm listening to the music, got my earbuds in, the one with the cord, not
Me
the
too.
and I have my little cappuccino, and I got a little piece of coffee cake, And I was sitting down just observing. I was looking at the river, and this gentleman walks up to me and, just starts talking to me. And I love to talk. I love to talk to anybody. Well, not anybody, but he, I'm like, okay, sure. So he starts talking to me, and he says, "May I sit down?" I said, "Sure, so you can sit down." He's like, "Well, you're out here all by yourself. Like, what are you doing?" I was like, "Well, people are so shocked when when you go do something and you're alone. Like, you're
So
not
funny.
doing it right." Like that. My neighbor, I was telling her about the I was telling her about this trip too, and she was like, "You went alone?" I said, "Yes, it's fantastic. Yes, I went alone. It was wonderful." But anyway, so we start chatting, and he's telling just exchanging small talk, and he's like, "Well, what do you do?" And I'm like, "Oh God, this question. What do I do?" "Well, I'm evolving." That's That's what I said to
Love it.
him.
It's the hardest question to answer
It
when
is.
you're in this place.
It is. And when he asked me that question, I immediately thought of you because I you're
On
right. You're like, oh
all
God,
my interviews.
this question. And I said, I'm evolving. And that really irritated him. That really irritate. No, I shouldn't say irritate, but it just, I could tell he's like, what? You know? I said, I'm just being in presence. I'm just being. I'm in the now. And so you came here all glitch, right? A glitch in the matrix, right? And I can't remember everything that we talked about, but he wanted to know, like, well, what do you do? And my whole story. And I'm like, does it really matter? Would you look at me differently if I told you, what I did, what my former life was? Does it really matter? And he said to me, he's like, you're an enigma. Like you're like, I'm like thinking, what the hell is an okay, that's right. The hell is that? And, right. I'm thinking of the song, Enigma. There's that band, and I'm like, a mystery,
Yeah, the Enigma
right?
machine, World War
Yeah.
II, yeah.
You're right. And it really like irritated him. And and then he had to go on and do his pub crawl. He was part of a pub crawl. Well, have I done that? I had those days a long time ago. And so it was interesting to observe that he was very irritated is not the word. I shouldn't say irritated. I don't know the right.
Flummoxed.
Yes, flummoxed. Thank you. Thank you. By my response, it wasn't your typical response. So that's something just observing, like, wow, just people. The automatic go-to question is, well, what do you do? Like, I got to define myself with my identity. Like, my identity, it shapes. It's a big deal. In that lower frequency, if you will. So yeah, that's something that was pretty interesting to me, and I noticed. I was in a city on the water, and
I want to comment on the guy first.
let's go.
Before you
Sorry, let's go ahead.
start,
Go fish.
I forgot what I was going to say. Just about the identity, it's well, if you don't tell me what you do, then who are you? Right back,
Yeah.
it is a perplexing question to people because I've answered in similar ways. But what I also felt as you were discussing is that the sense of peace you had just relaxed being there and not even jumping to answer that question. Just
Yeah.
feeling that moment, not trying to put anything on your story, but it's just that sense of presence of just being in your space also is a little bit flummoxing to people. So it's kind of funny. I wonder how he walked away, and do
Well,
you know what I mean? You left an impression, obviously.
I think I left an impression. He's like, "Well, I could stay here all day, but he so nice, it's nice when I love meeting people and just hearing their story. And but yeah, it was pretty interesting.
I
What
like
else?
it. It's fun. You were about to jump to something. Was it shopping?
Oh yeah, I noticed. I'm out in nature a lot, and alone, and it's so peaceful. In that it, where in nature, and so I could see the difference between being out in nature versus being in a city, even though it's at the water. It's very interesting, the just how you feel, the difference. It's almost it was almost at times, not all of it, but there were some times where it was just overstimulating, over too much stimulation. So yeah, I totally get the Q talking about the homesteading, and I see the beauty in it. And
It's like the, oh, sorry.
oh no, go ahead.
I felt a pause. It's like the pendulum swings when you're in nature and you start to build your balance, the balance goes more to the nature side. It's really almost hard to swing back.
It
You
is.
know, just being in that authentic self and that what we're used to.
Yeah, exactly. And something else that I noticed, Zosha, was I was in a really cute little Airbnb. It wasn't a really big Airbnb. It was perfect. It was just me, and very nice. And it wasn't a lot of space. I don't remember how big it is, but it was, I don't remember how many square feet. But basically, I had everything I needed. I had a bathroom, a shower. Now, you know me and my tubs. I love the tub, but that's all right. I had the shower. I had a little kitchen, a little countertop, and there was a bed. It was basically like a studio apartment. A little desk. I actually did the show from the desk. And a little fireplace and a little nook, a little reading nook. And it wasn't, just a small space. So I get back to my house and I'm like, oh, I'm craving, I'm finding myself wanting to live a simpler life with less stuff. I'm like, God, I don't want to have to take care of all this stuff. It's a lot of work. And I'm just in a townhouse, I would probably under 2,000 square feet. Grateful for my townhome, absolutely. But I'm finding myself really just craving a simpler life, being more within, in nature, and just getting out and exploring. And so that was, because the more stuff you have, the more you have to maintain it. And I don't want to do that,
Yeah.
So,
Easier life. I feel that's even synchronistic to Q shows last week. And we could talk about that in a little bit as well. But yeah, it's nice. It just gets everything lighter, literally lighter and physically lighter.
yeah, exactly. So I thought that was, when you go and you do these things, these little trips, at least for myself, I get little pearls, and then I come back home and I'm like, huh, how do I feel? Okay, I like this, I don't like this. And then it's actually help. It's like I'm chiseling out what I want to create.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, because as you're chiseling it out, those pieces come off. It sometimes it's easier. It's hard sometimes to say what you do really like or want going forward, but sometimes it's really easier to say what you don't want because you already have experience doing it. So I feel like that's what you're saying. You get to go in the city or go do whatever you did and then start to weed out, you know what? This is actually too much to me. Maybe I don't enjoy going out as much as I used to.
Exactly. I don't need, I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting at, they have like a little square where you can, they have a guy singing and he was really good. And it, things that you can do, it's the, events. And really, I'm like, I could really just take being out in the water at the ocean and, in peace than all of this. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
So,
It's true.
speaking of the ocean,
Yeah, let's,
can
yeah.
I talk about my synchronicities last week at the ocean?
Please do.
So I'm sitting on the beach. Actually, no, I was walking with the music. Yes, I do listen to music at the ocean with the strings attached, because I'm same as you, inspired. It puts me in it raises my spirit. So I'm listening. I'm like, what are all these people? It's dinner time. And I see this crowd of people running towards me. I was like, oh, it's a group of young men. And I was like, oh, it's a lifeguard program. Okay, I know that. They're running back, and as I'm getting closer, now the girls are going, where they have to run out a couple miles and back. So I see all these young women running, and I'm like, huh, what are they wearing? Based on our conversation last week. So I had a few synchronicities, which was funny. So one of them was I had this. Prior to this, I was pondering drinks, smoothies and juices. So it's like, I really love beets. Maybe in the Hussy Hut we can sell this kind of beet carrot juice blend.
Ooh,
And I
okay.
felt, and I was like, I haven't worked out the balance of what else can go in there, but I felt, oh, what can we name it? And I came up with burnt cheeks. But then I'm like, well, does that invoke sunburn? We don't want that. But then, as these young lifeguards are running towards me, I'm like, there's actually a few burnt cheeks around. I'm
Oh my
like,
gosh.
oh, these are synchronicities giving me it's burnt cheeks. I'm like, okay, it's kind of that crimson color, like a beet. Not it was wasn't that dark. But I'm like, this is just silly. I was like, or should I call it blush cheeks? I'm like, maybe that's
Ooh.
more of the watermelon juice, blush cheeks.
Oh, I like that. You got
So
to write. Are you keeping a log of these
I'm going to
things?
start keeping a log. That's a good idea, because I felt This is kind of the messaging always go within and live your highest inspiration. We are creators. And I really keep coming back to this to keep talking about this as a form of creating. I'm playing and creating. I'm inspired. It's just coming spontaneously. So I just look at it more. It's like this is actually creating, like we talked about with the dolphin in that trip. But I was like, okay, now we also last week we mentioned the hussy hut or the happy hussy hut. We went back and forth, and I felt, yeah, which one is it? I keep leaning to more the hussy hut, but I'm sitting there on the beach earlier, and I have this white, just a white summer baseball hat on. And I go because the wind blew at one point. So I brush the sand off the top, and I catch the logo in the front. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there are two H's. Hussy hut. It's not three H's, it's two H's. And then the next day I see a picture and there's a gentleman wearing something and it's two H's. I'm like, all right, I'm paying attention.
Oh, I love
It's
that.
just silly little things, but it's just kind of funny to be in communication,
I love,
to be in
yeah.
communication in your heart and this playful nature. It's just, it's always inspired me to see these little love notes from the universe or ourselves. So anyway, just put that out there, see what you're getting.
Well, can I share a new name that I now I can't take credit for this name. I did not create this name for a drink, but
Only if you remind me to go back to the poll of, go ahead, just say the poll. Go ahead. You have a new drink. Oh, I'm excited. I'm gonna write it down.
sun's out, buns out.
Oh, not nice.
I can't take credit for it. I can't take credit
Oh, who
for
said it? No, no, you don't have to say. I love
it.
it.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, that's perfect. Wait, is there a drink connected to it, or is it just the title?
Oh, well, cheeks. We're showing our cheek, our tan cheeks, the cheeks, sun's out, buns out, cheeks.
Yeah, no, I get that, but we need a recipe. When I order that, suns out, buns out, what will I be receiving?
Oh, I have to work on that one. I just
Okay.
I got we got the name, but now I'll have
All
to
right, because when you said tan cheeks, I'm like, okay, that's a dark coffee with a creamer in it. So it'll be tan. That's how I interpreted it.
I'm feeling that's more of a coffee drink.
Okay.
The sun's out, buns out.
There could be a juice with red. We're not red.
Oh,
It
I got
can go right next to sweet buns.
sweet buns. Oh yes. Do you know? Okay, I forgot to tell you something. Something that happened where I went. Is it? I don't want to interrupt you though. I don't want to
Oh,
interrupt
yeah,
your
no,
flow.
go for it.
Okay.
I'm non-flow.
Okay. So, I was packing for the trip, and I'm looking at I got to try on stuff before I go, and usually I'm in like my little gym shorts and my t-shirt and my big floppy hat, and I'm out in nature, right? So I hadn't tried on a lot of my summer stuff. So I'm trying on my summer stuff. I'm like, shit, nothing fits. What am I gonna? So I've lost a little bit of weight, not trying. And so when I get to where I'm going, I've got to go get some clothes because that actually fit, So I'm going out and I got a couple things. And I go to this store, and there's this beautiful, a beautiful dress. So the movie with Marilyn Monroe, where she wears the beautiful pink dress with the big bow in the back, and she's got all these men around her.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
Is
that
it
Diamonds?
Diamonds Are a
There you
Girl's
go.
Best? Yeah. So
Yes.
that one, right? It's this color, right? And it's like this. So okay, I'm in this store. And I'm walking around, and I've got some good finds, and I see this dress hanging in the sale rack, and it's this color pink, and it's not like a dress that I would normally buy, but it's got a beautiful bodice, and no sleeves, and then it has this what it looks like the material looks kind of like a silk taffeta, like a heavy thick silk, and it flows out like a ball gown. And it's pink. And I was like, oh my God, that's a Marilyn dress. So I look at it and I'm like, oh no, you don't need that, Lauren. Why would you? So I'm back and forth, like hemming and hawing. Should I try this on? Oh, just try it on for fun. Oh, it's an extra small. There's no way. They must have gotten the tag wrong. They must have sewn the wrong tag on there because I've never been an extra small. But so I'm back and forth, and then finally, like, damn it, I'm gonna try on the dress. So just being playful. So I go try on the dress and I get in it and it fits like a glove. It fits perfect. And I'm twirling around in the room with this dress on. Zosia, I got the dress. It was on sale. I got the dress. I said, I don't know where I'm gonna wear this dress to, but I'm gonna get this dress and I'm gonna wear it somewhere. I felt so amazing in this dress. So this
Nice.
is the Maryland dress. That's what I'm calling it, the Maryland dress.
Nice. You can wear it to the
I'll wear it. Well, it might be a bit much for the hut, but
Well, you're
it's
not going anywhere anymore. You're just going in nature. So it's either the hut or at the park.
Yeah. So that was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That I like it. That's nice. It's
Yeah.
nice. There you go. I could see you in that with your less wardrobe and the dress.
That's right. That's
So
right.
I
Yeah.
looked up Marilyn when we were talking about buns and cheeks and things like that. I was like, she's got to be a role model for the bathing suit. So there were no cheeks in that time, just a peak cheek. That's it. So I wanted, wait, I don't want to jump away from the dress too much.
No, go ahead. No, please.
So as these young women were running, I was like, well, what are they wearing? What is this generation wearing? It's a range of ages. I'd say mostly in their 20s. And if I did the breakdown, there was a small group of the thong, like you were describing, a slightly bigger group of the bikinis that I was describing, more the traditional. And in the middle was actually a blend that was the most popular, was a very more coverage in the back, but more of a cheek than you'd see Marilyn wear, actually. So I was like, oh, interesting. That was just a synchronistic little, like, what are people wearing? Just observing mammalians
I
and
love that.
people in the
Observing
world.
mammalians, you're so funny.
So it's, I'm a different generation. So there's that as well to these girls. So it was interesting. It was fun to each their own, how we all express, like you're
yeah.
expressing in your dress. Fantastic. Your spirit wants to do that. Play. Have fun.
Yeah, and you know what? I allowed myself to do it, right?
Yeah, twirl girl.
I did. Oh, I love that. Twirl girl. I love that. I allowed my. I'm like, normally I'd be like, oh no, and I'm like, oh, shut up, Lauren. It's in my head. I was inspired and I followed my heart and I had fun and I didn't have to have a reason.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's fun, is it's just an observation of how your spirit's feeling, and however we choose to express, however we want to play, it's all up to us right now. That's what's neat about it. You don't have to, explain that to anyone, share it for inspiration. Like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we need to just have more fun and easier said than done. Everybody's in a different situation, but the more you raise your frequency and the more you just let go of stuff, oh my gosh. And it's a journey. It's a process. But that's where the
And it
growth
can show
happens.
different each day. One day you might be feeling high and cheery, and the next day you're just mellow and in just in peace and whatever, being peace and all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
It's synchronistic to the shows last week, where Q and Asha. It was so great to hear Q Asha
Oh,
Mermaid.
yes.
Just fills my heart, fills my spirit. And no, they were saying, no dream too big. There's nothing too big for us to dream. And that's why I like playing in a little ways, just talking about the hut or cheeks and just playing with that, because to me that's always been, oh, go within, find your inner peace. Okay, because that's where it all stems from, that state of inner peace. Whatever that looks like to each of us. My state of inner peace, peace is peace, but how it transforms in the world could be different. There was another synchronistic question today about it was from Mike from New York on Max Spears, and I forgot the question, but essentially it was describing how I seem to recall describing, like, holding that inner peace wherever you are, so it doesn't matter how we express, but that creative aspect, it made me chuckle as well, even reflecting on the hussy hut and cheeks. Oh, okay, I'll come back to that in a second. I never heard Q do his presentation on Ocean Trek. I'm like, wait,
Oh.
I It was the last two PRQs. I never heard them because I came in August, so in the next month, I wasn't live at these times. Everything I went back. So now I knew about Ocean Trek because they talked about it, so I can put it together what his inspiration was for Ocean Trek. But to hear him talk about it was so exciting because it was brand new to me. And I'm like, wow. Oh, so cool. Sign me up. Now I wrote in about Ocean Trek with some of my projects, but to hear it completely out like that was super inspiring. And just so much, just it was like going back again. It's 2 years old. It's like
Yeah.
starting fresh and feeling him and sharing his details and just even weaving it in with our dolphin experience. I'm like, wow, there's so much here. And I actually wrote something down from it if I could read it.
Please.
Not so anyway, but thank you for Q for sharing that. It's really anyway, it just touched me. So here's what they said, not exact, but when flowing, oh, this is about decisions and things, but when flowing with the universe, there's no such thing as a time, as time as we know. Flowing, everything is coming together exactly as it is supposed to. Q receives, oh yeah, okay, Asha said this. I thought this was sweet too because Q isn't here. We're not hearing him right now in person. Well, or are we? But she said, Q receives everyone's frequency and hears everyone's thoughts, even if you didn't speak with him personally. You can feel in your heart and he will hear you. I felt, oh, that's such a beautiful reminder. He still hears us. They're still in our heart. He's always here. He's source, of course. And so are we. But I just loved hearing that again. And then the other synchronicity was note where they said, where Q said, no dreams too big. Focus on envisionment from the heart and work with inspiration. So I felt, okay, this is synchronistic to us talking about the hut and cheeks and joking around with that. It's from our heart. It's inspiring. And what I love about it, it's not trying. There's no trying. It is truly spontaneous. There's no, oh, I want to develop a hut on the beach and do that. You know what I mean? It's almost what I might have described in the past as doing it backwards. So he says, own what you love. If you think you can control the deliverables for the outcome, it doesn't work that way. You can't make something happen because you think you know how it will work. And I just, again, I just love hearing this again. Now, this show is new for me, but hearing these repeats again, too. I'm different than 2 years ago. I'm a
Oh,
different person,
for sure.
right? I'm out of my diapers. I'm in my big girl clothes. So I hear much different. When I was in my diapers, I wanted to know where my binky was, where I got my food from.
You just suck your thumb.
I was a little bit dealing with cleaning up my vessel. So now as I'm more peaceful, it just lays. It reminds me of what you shared at the beginning, just sitting at the table, relaxing outside at your coffee shop. It's just being in that state of peace. The reception is much cleaner, much deeper, and just overlays. It's just not a, it just shows me how much another lesson is about time. This really proves to me no time. Q said once in an interview we did with him, you can't prove to me that myself and Donald Trump are existing at the same moment. I don't know exactly what he said, but I overlaid that with what I just read and felt, huh, that's what's so neat about this.
And that ties into omnipresence, doesn't it?
Yeah, but just with the time piece, when did he talk to us? When you see what I'm saying? Like everything is turned on its head in my being. I feel things differently. My questions are even a little bit different. Well, of course they are, but just about this piece went because the synchronicities are so interesting. He even mentioned on one of the shows, he mentioned, let's go get some toast. And my head whipped up. I just watched, I'm not endorsing this movie, but I just watched a movie called Toast. I'm like, what are the chances? It's just like a silly thing. Let's go get some toast. He just says it quickly. And it's just funny to me how everything just keeps. Am I making sense?
Oh,
Are you
completely.
getting me?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There's just so much in it. Yes, and it also brings an omnipresence as well. Because that's even in other vessels, Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's right. And I feel that I thought I was listening to Can We Talk About the February 22nd show that we did with him?
Yes, of course.
Did you, unless you have something?
I'll just say about Donald
Yeah, go
Trump.
ahead.
So
Go ahead.
the quote news says he's in Scotland right now. So he's actually going to ask BBS if they could play. Not,
Oh.
no, I didn't ask them. So no, I'm not asking you, BBS. I was joking. Go, we start the show with bagpipes.
Oh,
But
that's good.
the reason I just have to ask you this question again though, because I didn't get to ask it. So why didn't he hire me when I sent my application to Donald Trump? We could have started way back then. And I'm feeling I must have said I can travel. I love to travel. And now seeing him in Scotland, I could have been there carrying the bags or something. Why do you feel? Do you have any opinion on why he didn't? Why did they call me then?
Oh my God, I feel maybe it was divine, this divine quote timing. It was just this, it wasn't the right quote time, right? Like, yeah,
Or
maybe.
maybe he did in an omnipresence. Maybe he did in
Oh,
another vessel.
that's so good. Yes, mate, there you go. There you go. I love that. I love
Oh,
that.
that's kind of funny. Well, I'll still have to, you'll have to remind me of that question. Today also, sorry,
No,
hold
please
your
go ahead.
peace. Today as well on Homestead, Q mentioned JP Morgan. So that's what brought up my resume, why didn't you hire me question, because that's who I ended up working with. Oh, I could have worked for the light. Instead, I'm working for the dark. Went for the wrong team, but it's not for lack of trying. So anyway, I just found it interesting because he also mentioned King Solomon today. And just to remind people, there's a For the People article titled King Solomon. And it, again, it's just to me another synchronicity. I just keep seeing these layers overlapping. Almost, I don't know, it's a bizarre thing to explain, but just to remind people, King Solomon is a light being from source, seeding humanity with abundance, honor, and wisdom. So just to bring it back to the events of today, currently in the timeline we're observing. It's just all fascinating, to
Yeah,
watch, to be part of this, to be in the front row seats. How, we've talked about this before, but just a quick, from our hearts to yours, I feel like it speaks to you, Lauren. Thank you, Q and Donald Trump, the military, the guardians, everyone, people who don't even know that they're helping. We know we're not even on this radio show without y'all setting it up for us. So
Yeah,
thank you.
thank
We
you.
get to be silly because
Yep.
of everyone doing hard work. So
Oh, thank you for that, Zosia. You're always so good you're so good at doing that. Thank
you
you.
too, girl. Just came at the moment, so how to express it. So okay, so back to this omnipresence piece, sis.
Okay, so the omnipresence. So I was listening to the February 22nd show we did with Q, and we were talking about twin flames, and he was talking about how he met Mermaid. He said, I met Mermaid at a fair. But she was in Chicago and I was in the West Coast. So I'm like, huh, okay, all right. Now the linear mind can't figure this out. You're just like, you just, it just, it doesn't work. So I'm sitting there kind of just chewing it around, like, okay, what is, all right. So to me, everywhere all at once, you can be in multiple bodies at one time. And I remember him saying that. I think I read it. Yeah, I read it on a For the People article with JFK and RFK, how he had a placeholder in RFK. So we come from one. We have the ability to put a percentage of our consciousness in multiple vessels, but it's the remembering piece. We don't remember, but it's coming. We're getting our memories and our knowings back. So we're in multiple bodies right now. And we don't even realize it, but I feel at the point of ascension, I feel that's when it kind of all comes together, and there's this I don't know if this is the right word, but like a I don't know, like a convergence point where you just you know that you're experiencing your spirit in multiple vessels all at one time. And it's pretty awesome to me. I thought that was really cool. And you called in one time and asked Q a question on that, and the way you worded it was so much better than what I just said, but it was a beautiful, beautiful question and conversation that you had with Q on that.
Oh, thank you. I remember the question. I don't remember the conversation. I don't remember the details to give it to do it justice. I would like to look it up actually, 'cause I forget
I
as
wish
well.
I would have written it because I can't remember what date it was that y'all talked about it, but
I remember the part because I had recognized myself in a singer I hadn't heard discussed before, and I didn't say the person, but I remember asking something like, "What happens at ascension to her and myself?" So I don't want to speculate and say the wrong thing. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to
Sure.
make up what he said, but I do remember he said this slightly separate as light beings. They're slightly different where they can hop in and out where, and I feel he just said this in Mike in the answer to Mike's question today on timelines, where he said we're dedicated, we're so good, we dedicate ourselves to a vessel. We're still in multiple vessels, but we dedicate ourselves so much to another vessel. So you remember that conversation a little bit?
I don't remember, but go ahead, please
Where he's
go.
talked about where we dedicate so much. So we're so dedicated to our bodies, where he goes in and
Oh,
out.
yes.
Whereas I wonder regarding omnipresence, like you and I share light, he confirmed that. So I'm dedicated to my vessel. You're dedicated to your vessel. I don't know how much of our percentage of light is in each other. Do you know what I mean? But what does that look like? We're still us. We're not disappearing.
Right. And
So go ahead.
there's some days where I feel like I'm floating so much, Sosha, and I'm in another place that I feel like I'm not really here. And that sounds bizarre, like
No, I know that feeling. Oh, sorry. Go
to
ahead.
Normieville. Oh no, it's to Normieville. That sounds like a girl. What's wrong with you? But I feel like I have just enough of my spirit in my body to animate this physical vessel so I can, walk, I can function. But I find on those at that those times I can't really do much. I mean, I'm literally just like I'm in another place and I can feel it. I don't know where I'm at, but I know I'm not all in this vessel. So I'm wondering if that's maybe how do I put this? We're getting closer and closer because maybe at some point we will know. I feel we will know what other, and wherever we want to play, in whatever vessel or, yeah. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, connected to that, but different. It is interesting, and I know that I've had my own experiences sound very similar to your description. But I remember Q saying something like, "You don't know the eyes you're looking through." So that came to me in a way, as you don't know perhaps even where your spirit is. It's sampling. I feel like it's sampling the outside of here, nature of ourselves. Not to speak for you, for me. Through all the years of meditation in the past, I had a sense of transcendence and really always had an awareness of being having one foot out of here. I didn't know it at the time, but in hindsight, I was aware of having one foot out of here and one foot here. So it was always a weird, just kind of a weird sense. I had to throw myself more into the here, right? Because I had to be here, but my inner self was witnessing from my outside place, if that makes sense. I was very aware of that. But that piece, I remember here, just to say to you, on one of my questions with Q, I experienced an outside of here experience, but it came into here. This very cool experience, very, very cool. So I could feel him tune in, and he saw what happened. And he said, which went right to my heart, he said, "You're here, so just be here." And there was a whole awakening within without having to translate in my brain. Okay, got it. I quietly and went on to my next thing that I was saying. But as upon reflection, I'm like, okay, we're here. We're here to grow the light. So as I was going more and more outside of here, I got what he was saying. So this is personal to me, not for anyone else to, you go with your things, with your spirit, but it really helped me actually, because I felt myself more present here in the now in my vessel. If that, I don't
Yeah,
know, that.
it does make sense because now that you know that, it's like there's this it's like I'm grasping because the other place is so much better.
Oh yeah.
Right? I'm like, get me the hell out of here.
Well, I
Hell
feel you
out of
said
here.
if we sampled outside of here, we'd never come back.
We'd never come back, and I've experienced that, and I'm like, so that I really resonate with what you just shared because we're dedicated to growing the light here, raising the frequency and growing the light. And you know what came up for me, Zosha, when you meant what you just said? I remember when you called in and you told Q about you were in a dream and you had you saw yourself at the window, right? At the
Yeah,
sh and
that
you
happened. That was what I was talking about. That actually happened in my body. I was awake. It
Oh
wasn't a dream.
wow. Oh my
Yeah.
God, it wasn't a dream. Okay, wow.
No.
Wow, look at you. You're so advanced.
No, not to say it for that reason. It was so really innocent. I'm like, what the heck happened?
Yeah,
It
do
was
you know
cool.
what? That
Go
is
ahead.
so cool. Do you know this week I have actually had dreams where I knew that I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I know it during the dream. I'm
Yep.
observing myself during the dream and I know I'm not here. And then when I come back in the body, I do wake up.
Yeah.
I do
Oh.
wake up and I'm like, I'm kind of like a little wobbly, like, oh, I need to.
Well, Q used to say you'd hyperventilate for a while to get back in the body.
Yeah.
So you're describing what I gathered from him saying that as well. If you're a
Yeah.
little like, try the breathing. Breathing exercises.
Yeah. So I haven't experienced that. So to experience it, it was really neat.
Yeah.
It didn't scare me. It was really neat. And I said, I know I'm going somewhere and doing something. Now this is cool. Can you give me more? Can you give me a little bit more? Where?
Well, it's cool too, just with what's happening with all the sound bites in the mainstream media. I always look to that, not to go into all of that, but if you just see some of the headlines, what's coming out of from Donald Trump and the White House and all of that is going fast. So it really seems to overlay very beautifully with what you're just sharing about experiencing and what I'm observing in my life, even that things are really happening. I have
Yeah.
eyewitness accounts from other people of interesting things happening. It's
Wow.
fascinating. Are you seeing that as well? Do you get that as well?
I feel, Zosha, that I don't check. I haven't really been looking, unless, somebody shares something with me, but I feel that
Like for
there's,
the people,
oh,
the
yeah,
them.
for the
Yeah.
people. Yeah. Yes, I do feel, I feel like we're getting closer and closer, and it's all happening. But like you said, it's in stages. It's slowly because if you did it all at once, it's just too much. So, I definitely feel a huge shift, and I feel it coming. It's coming even faster and stronger, right? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that is where for me that's where it matches with the headlines. It's faster. Boom, boom, boom. This day, the next day, the next day. And literally it's just a sentence that I'll read. So it matches that what you're saying about the faster. And even in my own world where I am here yesterday, I was sitting on the beach, actually just taking some notes for the show. That was work. And and reading. And I was there for a few hours and the wind just started to pick up. Just started to pick up. Okay, if I'm like, wow, it's getting really windy, and I'm watching this guy out in the water. This windsurfer, he's not, it's all a happy ending, but it's like he's not really moving coming back. And after a bit, I'm like, I really wish someone would go get him. Then I notice there's already these marine patrols on the beach already gearing up to go get him. They go out, and I'm like, re and I look behind me, I was like, oh my gosh, the skies are black. I'm like, that's why the wind, I'm in like La La Land. So I start packing up my stuff. Now all of this energy, the man's perfectly fine. He sails himself in, but he's escorted. And I get off the beach and then observe all this energy changed. all of a sudden, there's just all of this hubbub going around. All these people come to watch all of this stuff. I get in my car and in like, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna stay here because it just feels too much. So I sit in my car literally for 10 minutes, and now the rain's starting to come. All these people are moving off of the beach. And anyway, when that crowd of like energy leaves, it's calm, but the storm comes and the skies opened up, just poured down. And I'm driving home. I'm like, wow, like people are caught out running. All like this was not a usual storm. All these people were caught, all these people running off the beach just came so quickly. So I drive and I end up coming home and I stay in my car in the driveway because I'm watching the skies and I'm listening, thunder, thunder, like really loud rumbling thunder. Then bolts of lightning, one on top of the other in the same spot. I'm like, this is not a normal storm. And I'm watching and I'm sitting there and I see the skies opening up a clear in the distance and it just waves on past me. But then I hear it go a little bit further to another area, thunder and rumbling. And then all of a sudden, just everything just clears. It's sunny. There were beautiful pink clouds in the sky, the sunset. I'm like, wow. That was fascinating. That was not like we know about the weather. So I just feel I know that I witnessed something different. And I'm like, you go, guy. Like,
Oh my gosh, that's
go
so
get him.
cool.
It was very it symbolic of what's happening. You know, it's just very humbling.
And you and what you're observing, you felt it. I mean, you just
Oh,
knew.
yeah. Yeah, I've had this experience. I've had a few of these experiences with confirmation as well in the past. And this, I'm like, oh, this is just like it. Look at that lightning. Look how it's going. He's talked about it, how it goes, but it just felt, yeah. And should I share what I told you?
Please.
In the I was always didn't know if I should share this, but in my area there a few years ago, a black cube went up and it just pissed me off. To no end. I'm like, oh, just stay at peace, whatever. But it just irritated me. I did, because who wants that in their area? Like, what are you doing here? But I know I have an insight into more. But another day this week, I'm driving and I turn and they just put it away. It has been dismantled. It is gone.
Yay.
I know. I
Yay.
literally felt my whole spirit just relax. And get so excited just to see evidence. You know what I mean? Not that we need it, but when you do see it,
It's exciting.
all of us here have been like so excited. And imagine how they feel. And we're still in this chess game. You watch, you read For the People. Still, what did something like there's only so many moves left in the game. I don't know. I'm not very patient with chess, so I don't know how to play it.
I'm sure I wouldn't be too very good at it, but
It's
yeah, I don't know how to play
yes, not especially not this chess. But anyway, we've been waiting, everyone's been this there'll be a moment when we're just feeling it all. So as you're saying, we're feeling it. Like Kelly said last week, can you feel it? And it's like, yes, you can feel it. It's what you're describing as well. So I love your experience that you shared. And to me, my side was in the world. And how I'm feeling it. So it's exciting. So yeah, I knew you'd know the excitement of seeing something like that disappear.
Oh yeah,
And
'cause it's
whatever else is behind it. And that's just been mentioned again recently, quite a bit by For the People. There's many of them, or there were.
yeah, wow.
Yeah, so
Did you see the most recent article, the USA Sovereign Wealth Fund?
yeah, what'd you get
That's,
from that?
I'm like, oh boy, just excited, you know. Excited. Just so exciting.
You have it in front of you?
No, but I can pull it up in front of me.
Oh, I don't, because I don't have it with the standouts. But someone reminded me that Q mentioned once to look at that fund on. So it's just through someone else telling me, or maybe I got it wrong. But maybe he mentioned it a while ago. So I was curious.
Let me
The
pull it
highlights
up.
from the article.
Let me pull it up because goodness, I'm gonna pull it up.
While you're pulling it up, I just want to remember because I highlighted this on my notes when when Q mentioned, it's unrelated to what we're
Oh.
just about to talk about, but he mentioned just being perfect Youville.
Ooh, I like that. Now, would you know we have a brand new article? Tesla's secret. The heart is a thousand.
Yes.
This is new. The heart is a thousand-stringed instrument that can only be tuned with love. And this
Yes.
is by Hafez.
Yeah, it's beautiful poetry if you're in, if you like poetry. Beautiful poetry.
And he said that then it goes on to say the energy, frequency, and vibration that unlocks all the secrets of the universe is the heart.
Yes.
It's really that simple. Wow. Oh, that's so exciting.
That's the beauty of just that piece going into the piece, because it all emanates from there. So we know that,
Yeah.
but then to live it as that's flowing out. And then to create it, and that's, you know, and
Oh my gosh. And here we go, Zosha from Q the Storm Rider. Behind the scenes, real living light, angels, intelligence, wormholes, plasma energy computers are guiding military operations. It's just, oh my gosh. It's
overlay
just
that with what I just said about my
exactly.
neighborhood. Yeah.
Exactly. And then here we go. Great success requires courage and the willingness to risk everything for a chance at something greater. This is from chess.com. It's a quote from chess.com. It's just, and just to give comfort, everything you are witnessing is a very intelligent design. You may not understand current events or seemingly confusing political movements or movements by Trump, but these are important operations that is coming in blocks of staged, planned, placed outcomes. I find comfort in that.
Yes, and
That's why I
chills.
don't even look at the, I don't even look at the damn TV. I just, that's just so
Whatever
exciting.
brings you to peace. That
Yeah.
that's what's cool, and the beauty of having For the People too is it's just how they package it. We kind of know more of the family we come from. You know what I mean? When you go out there, sometimes it could be different coherence or different frequency.
Yeah.
And
I love that they, oh, sorry, go ahead.
no, keep going.
Oh, just to say, I love that they're mentioning Tesla. I love that I love that Tesla secret.
Yeah. Yes, he's coming back.
Yeah.
And everything to
Wow.
come out. And oh, I really wanted, oh, we're going to be out of time soon, but maybe could we talk about it next week? I really want to talk more about the ocean trek and some of the details that Q said, speaking of Tesla. Not
Yeah.
that he spoke about Tesla, but the overlay with our experience with the dolphin, it's just heightened it even in another way. Of, and it's interesting too, with all the tech coming out, I've always wondered, I don't know if we talked about this, but how the tech weaves in with the homestead. You know, it's our choice how we want to be, but there's also all of that tech. So I don't know. I don't have an answer to it, but I've always wondered, is it Jetsons or is it Little House on the Prairie? Do
Well,
they both kind of merge together? Is it whatever we choose? Does it help clean up the world? Does it help? I don't know. But
yeah,
2 minutes, girl.
2 minutes.
You want to
Okay,
close us out?
yeah. Just thank you, everyone, for joining us. And if you want to know information about Q, you can go to forthepeople.space. And also, if you're looking at healings to help clean out your vessel, you can check out creationlightship.com. They're amazing. And yeah, Ocean Track sounds really cool. I'm interested. I'm moving back to the I'm moving I'm making my way back to the sea, to the ocean.
In your
So
dress.
in my dress. Yeah.
I
Oh,
love you.
I love you
Be, yes,
too.
we thank you so much. Our audience, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
We'll see you
you.
next week at lunch hour before homesteading.
All right, that's a wrap.